Well, welcome back. We're going to talk today about the benefits of this program to you and what potential for sharing it to raise up other kingdom ministers, what potential that will be for your life and to build the kingdom of God. So why don't we get right into it? Mm-hmm. First of all, you will grow in your relationship with Christ. How can we say that if you do this program and actually become a kingdom minister, that you will grow in your relationship
with
Christ?
Well, I think that, you know, we started with Philemon.
Right.
Philemon, the verse 6 is, I hope you're faithful in sharing the faith so that you'll have a full understanding of everything you have in Christ. In other words, it's in the sharing that you actually appreciate what you have. You
right.
know what you have only when you share it.
Right.
So the more effective you become in your sphere, you see miracles happening in your sphere of influence under your pastorate.
Yes.
Those testimonies will only, they'll feed your soul as well. And not only yours, but those close to you, your family, your marriage.
Right.
The people in your intimate world. So, ministering to others is the best way to minister to yourself in some way.
The second thing I notice is how when you use it, you grow in it.
Yeah.
So, when I need the constant connection with Jesus Christ, because now I'm in ministry.
Right. Right.
Now all of a sudden, you know, like, and I know how you can struggle. And I appreciated the fact that I had sermons to write every week when I was a pastor.
Right, right.
I mean, I learned the Bible because I knew that I was responsible to minister.
Right.
So when we're actually praying for people, we actually see them as our parishioners, so to speak, as in our circle of influence and circles of influence that we're the pastor.
Right.
I mean, it does change how we think about our relationship with God.
Yeah, well, a lot of people struggle with, you know, I don't see the fruit of the gospel in my life. And it's because you're sitting at the trunk of the tree. If
right.
you want to see the fruit, you got to go out on the branches. You got to be out there doing stuff, and the wind starts blowing. Am I going to fall? What's going to happen? Yeah, it can be scary when you're out there on the edge trying to minister and you don't know what's going to happen. But that's, you're giving room for God to work in your life. If you never give him any room, then don't be surprised when he doesn't show up.
Now, what I like about how we can share and fire up someone else's walk, you know, when, let's say you hear that one of your colleagues has been asked to do a wedding. So you could say, oh, yeah, go to Universal Life Church and get your credentials so you're legal. Or you could say, you know what? I had the same thing. And I participated in a Kingdom Minister program. Really? What's it about? And that person could say, you know, I'm not really into a church right now. Ah, you don't have to go to a church right now. In fact, you can kind of connect with me and I'll help you get through this. And you're going to actually learn about a Christian marriage. You're going to learn about all these things. But if they participate, now all of a sudden, if they're going to lead people in the name of Christ, something specifically like a wedding is not being responsible for a whole church. It's almost
right.
like a little toe in the water.
Right.
It's
right.
the milk of leadership.
Right.
You know, so we feel comfortable that we could train someone, and that even if they're not going to church, they could do a Christian wedding. So we're feeling comfortable with that, but we also believe that that could be a gateway
right.
for you to influence someone into a walk with God, that their walk
right.
could grow.
Right. Yeah, because all these classes in some ways have a foundation of a walk with God.
Yes.
And so that's going to happen on the side no matter what.
Exactly.
And, you know, that makes all the difference.
Number two, you will become more effective in ministering to your family, friends, work, church, and community circles of relationships.
Yeah. Now, in part, this is true because we learned the hard way. I mean, back when we started out, you know, we're both young, we're going to plant a church, and we worked really hard to make our services great and our sermons great. And we almost ignored our families to make the church succeed.
Right. Yeah.
And then we had an epiphany. Part of it was working with Rich DeVos, who
and Marty
was more, it was more about, no, the, what you build has to come out of your life.
Yes.
You can't ignore the most important part of your life and then build something. The working out of the most important thing in your life, your marriage and your family, has to be the example that you're using to build
the issues that come out of those relationships will be the leadership issues that help you even build your business more and have more responsibility. It's no wonder that in 1 Timothy 3 that the Apostle Paul talks about if you can't manage your own household. Now, it doesn't mean that everyone in your household may necessarily become believers. I mean, that's up to the Lord, and there's a lot of factors.
If you can't manage your own household, you can't manage the church.
But at least manage it. At least, like, do those leadership things that basically you set your family and others in your life up for a spiritual success. I'm going to use that word success in that sense.
But in our, you'll be reminded of this in our training because it's sort of in our DNA that we never want to divorce your family walk, your personal walk, your marriage walk from what you're trying to do with your business or the influence that you have in some other part of the world. These things are never divorced from one another. They all should feed on each other. And we're constantly reminding you of that in the training.
Right. Now, how do you share this? Now, what I love about this second point, you'll become more effective in ministering your own family, is you can share with some of your colleagues or another mom that you are doing daycare with or volunteering somewhere with or another retired person, you know, you can share that, hey, you know what, I'm beginning to see how the dots are more connected in leadership and even Christian leadership in this program I'm in is comprehensive gestalt, holistic over all areas of life. Well, what's that about? Well, hey, look, here's the link, and I'm going through this, and I'd be willing to mentor you through this. So there's a way, even at the second level, that you can benefit other leaders. And many, you might find that these are leaders in your church, and they're looking for opportunities. And while you honor your pastor, this could be perfect for them to even get part of the leadership team of the local church.
Right. And this, all the things that you're going to learn are really all the things that help you succeed in all your connections.
Yes. Yes. You will become more confident as a kingdom minister. You will learn the relationship between enterprise and ministry, and you will learn essential skills and attitudes. Why is confidence so important?
We do what we're confident
with. That's true.
If you're not confident, like for example, when I started preaching, sometimes I didn't have time, and so I'd go to Sunday morning, and my security was on how well I had prepared.
Right.
And the more prepared I was, the more I was ready to go, the more I could then go off the cuff and I could follow the Spirit's leading and I could be in the moment. The less I was prepared, the less confident I was, the less chances I would take, the less things, you know, wouldn't flow. So confidence is, we do the things we're confident in. You know, when I asked that elder, why don't you preach every Sunday since you're me, he didn't have any confidence.
Right.
And why? He's successful in all these areas of life. He goes to the government and talks to government officials all the time, but he's afraid to talk to 50 people that show up to his church on a Sunday?
Yeah.
It's because he doesn't have the confidence.
Well, he's not having the training, he's not being encouraged, he's not being environment to actually grow in confidence. You know, the other thing about confidence is, I think this, we talked about this as we were preparing for this class, like, what is the disconnect? Like, the fact that these roles were in the early church so prominent, Philemon, Phoebe, Priscilla, Aquila, Barnabas, I mean, it's just so common. And yet, it's so not as common, you know, in this modern world. Right. What disconnect is it? And I think that in speaking as a church minister my whole life and now at Christian Leaders Institute, I think some of the issues are the church, I think we have not wanted.
Right.
Have sort of, that's the church is our stage, and business is your stage, and then there's a clash, and then we've never created a system, a training system for kingdom ministers to thrive. And then when the internet has come about, and now these are free classes. Mm-hmm. So whether you're a kingdom minister as a single mom with no money, or in a nation that's developing, you have very little resources, or whether you have a lot of resources, you're a Philemon type of person, and you become then a vision partner because you want to help everybody else, it doesn't matter. Everyone has access and the potential confidence that comes with that access.
Right.
So, you know, part of it is, I think we have a little bit that as ministers in churches, we've held back people.
Right. And it was our lack of confidence in sharing it, sharing the stage. We were afraid that we would lose our stage.
Right.
I think that is a principle that inhibits many leaders. Instead of sharing the stage, if I share the stage, that other people will become a leader and I'll become unnecessary.
Right.
When the exact opposite happens, the more you share the stage, the more you give other people the limelight, your star rises.
Right. Right. So anyway, here's three benefits. In our next session, we're going to talk about three more benefits. But these three benefits are something to really reflect on. Now, this one, when it comes to how do you share this, I actually think that a lot of kingdom ministers secretly, if they're Christian, want this. And if you, who already have become confident, and you share this will speak right into their hearts in a hurry.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think this is a message that the culture is ready for.
Right. It's ready for revival. It's ready for worldwide spread of Christianity, like the early church. Yeah. So, good. So we're in our next session, we'll talk about a few more benefits, and as you pray about the next steps you're going to take in these next weeks.